Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. Are you struggling to be more consistent in prayer? God has commanded believers to pray, and if we are to be obedient to His will, then prayer must be part of our life in Him. You see, prayer opens us up more deeply to the transforming grace of God, and as we spend time talking to God, He aligns our will with His, changing the way we experience a situation and respond to a problem. A habit of prayer will, however, require diligence on your part. But any sacrifice will be worth the effort because the outcome will be an intimate, satisfying relationship with your loving Heavenly Father. So, do you want a bolder, more restful, and powerful prayer life? Join Evangelist Paul Acqua as he shares the message titled, Use What You've Got, and be inspired to come boldly to God's throne of grace to receive His grace and help in times of need. Let's join in.
You have access to God. You have access to His throne of grace. Use it, my friend. Every believer has the right and privilege to approach God in prayer. I encourage you to use the opportunity for prayer to make your life productive and meaningful. There is nothing you can achieve in life without first achieving with your mouth in prayer, my friend. Bible says, assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So friend, you can report your situation to headquarters in heaven by binding things on earth, which you are assured to be bound in heaven, and losing things on earth and will be loose in heaven. Fantastic. Jesus said, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. That's recorded in Mark chapter 11, verses 23 to 24. And this is Jesus speaking. You see, your mouth is a flame of fire. Use it in prayer. It's so important to make prayer a priority. Go to the throne of grace. Use what you have. You have the privilege to approach God in prayer. Whatever you want to accomplish in life, you have to accomplish with your mouth in prayer. To accomplish things that have eternal value, you must approach God in prayer. Do you want God to do something big in your life? Do you have a huge request? Is there a great challenge that you are facing? Then go to the throne of grace. Open your mouth and pray. You see, emergencies make us run to God and cry. But when the crisis passes, our dedication often fades away. We need to make prayer our lifestyle. We must receive God's guidance in our everyday decisions. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews 4, 16. God has made access to His throne of grace through Christ Jesus. The only authority and right that we have to come to the presence of God is as a result of who Christ is, what He did at Calvary, what He did in our lives, and the fact that He is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us now. That's the only means by which we approach God. There is no amount of work. There is no amount of giving. No amount of anything that opens the door to the Father. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So you see, we go to the Father through Jesus Christ. Bible also records in Acts chapter 4, verse 12 that, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. You see, Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. You see, if you ask anything in my name, that's coming from the authority of the person of Jesus Christ. We come to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ as a result of what he did at Calvary. And the fact that he sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us, that's our access to him. I want to remind you that you have access to God. So use that opportunity. Use that privilege. That's extremely important that you understand. Otherwise, you come to him in very settled, subconscious kind of manner. We should come to God every single time, saying, Father, I thank you for what Jesus has done in my life. I thank you that he's made access. Praising the Lord Jesus Christ is very possible if you are conscious of these facts. You see, the shedding of his blood and the forgiveness of our sins mean that we can come to God. We cannot come to him in any other way. He is a holy God who has clothed us in his righteousness. Because we have received his Son and acknowledged that the greatest event in human history, second to nothing that has happened and ever will happen, is the twofold experience of crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The greatest event of all of human history, past, present, and future. When I come to God, I need to recognize that I can come based on only what Jesus has done. Use what you have. You have access to God. If you have been born again and been baptized with the Holy Spirit, people ought to be able to tell the difference between you and other people. And yet, many are just as depressed. Many are just as sick, just as poor, just as fearful, just as bitter, just as angry, and just as people who have not received the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying this to condemn anyone, but I'm saying use what you have got. Every believer has got this glorious right and privilege to approach God in prayer. Jesus said, I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. That's a great promise. This is Jesus speaking in Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. Again, the Bible says, you do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. That's James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. So it's not because God has not given you what you need. It's just because you are not using what you've got. If you are depressed, let me ask you a question. When was the last time you spent 30 minutes praying? When was the last time you spent 30 minutes speaking in tongues? In vast majority of people's lives, they haven't been doing it. You are not using what you've got. And yet you wonder why you are depressed and discouraged and you are lacking in life. You see, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2 that anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. If you speak in tongues, no one understands you, but God understands you. You see, it's unknown to you, but it's not unknown to God. You don't speak to people, but you are talking to God. Friend, take full advantage of this gift, which enables you to speak directly to God and be refreshed. Also, whoever speaks in tongues edifies himself. God has given each of us a supernatural means of edifying ourselves. That means building ourselves up spiritually. God has given us a supernatural means of communicating with and worshiping him. So are you, as a spirit-filled believer, taking full advantage of the gift of tongues? The Greek word for edified is the same word that we use as charged. You charge your car battery. You charge your phone battery. Recharging, resupplying energy. Speaking in tongues is how you get refreshed. You see, if you are depressed, if you are discouraged, you have got this gift of speaking in tongues. And yet many of you would go days and weeks and months and years without using it and praying. When the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You see, some will say, oh God, how come I'm discouraged? What's wrong? But you are not using what you've got. I have had a lot of bad things come before me in all these years. There have been times I have prayed for long hours because I was facing disaster. And there have been times I have prayed in tongues for considerable amount of time, encouraging myself and building myself up. Somebody may say, why should you do that? And I'm saying to you, why not? If you have got the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you are not using it, it's your fault. I'm not saying this to condemn anyone, but I'm saying use what you've got. We have got this glorious gift of the Holy Spirit. He has given us His Holy Spirit. That's God Almighty. Pray in tongues today. Speak directly to God. For he who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. You are speaking directly to God. You have the power. If you would take the word of God and ask God for wisdom and pray in tongues, it just pushes you beyond yourself and it pushes you into the realm that the Spirit of God begins to dominate, and nothing will be impossible to you. If you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you have got everything that it takes to succeed. Use what you've got. You have access to His throne of grace. You have access to His word and promises. He has given us the privilege to come boldly to His throne of grace. Therefore, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And I assure you, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to do so. Jesus is the only Savior of the world. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.